This is an excerpt from an account of the Siege of Louisbourg in the spring of 1745. It begins, Boston, March 23rd, 1745. The general is embarking, and we shall sail this afternoon. Commodore Warren is coming to our assistance, which, with the blessing of God, will be of great advantage. There will go down in the first embarkation at least 2,500 soldiers. The next entry, Sheepscott, March 27th. We have in our mess Mr. Walter, our chaplain, who is a very pleasant companion. I dine today on board of Captain Grant, who tomorrow with Captain King will breakfast with me. Our troops were landed at Chaparouge on the 29th March. Next, Canso, April 17th. Wrote home for provisions and stores to be sent in case the goods I expect shall arrive safe from England. We are almost reduced to pork and beans. Our men of war and privateers are stationed all round the island to prevent vessels going in or coming out. This evening, another prize arrived, taken by Captain Donahue in the Swan of Marblehead, who behaved very bravely. The prize had captured the packet sent from Boston to Canso to notify us that Commodore Warren was coming to our assistance, which heightens our spirits. Canso, April 22nd. Captain Durrell is come in this afternoon to our assistance. As yet, we have no news of Commodore Warren. However, it will not be long before he arrives with an account of the French men of war expected. Our last transport arrived this afternoon. We had almost given her up. I believe our campaign will be short and expect the place will surrender without bloodshed. Last night, our chaplain and doctor went with two companies to attack St. Peter's, and we are momently looking for their return. I long to be once within the walls of Louisbourg. This is the strangest country I ever knew, not two fair days together. Canso, April 27th. The Connecticut fleet arrived, and Colonel Lathrop handed me my letter. The scheme of attacking Louisbourg is altered every day. Commander Warren has arrived. I trust the expedition will prove successful and that our friends will remember we are going against our common enemy. May 1st, a small party went to the harbor and burned a small quantity of wine, brandy, and naval stores. Camp before Louisbourg, May 6th. We have got possession of the Grand Battery. The French departed from it 3 days ago. They spiked all the guns, but we have got seven of them clear, and five of them are continually playing upon the town. Our soldiers are all in good heart, and I doubt not in a few days we shall have the town. We have taken a great number of prisoners. Commodore Warren this day came ashore to visit the general. He and all our officers have a good understanding among themselves. Yesterday, a gun at the Grand Battery split and wounded five of our men. They now and then throw a bomb, but do no damage. This morning came in Colonel Moulton with his detachment from St. Peter's, which they have demolished with the loss of but one man. Providence has signally smiled, and I doubt not the campaign will be crowned with success. I am willing to undergo anything for the good of our cause. Camp before Louisbourg, May 12th, 1745. Commodore Warren has had 200 Marines and sailors ashore for 3 days past in order to attack the island battery. But something or other has always prevented its accomplishment, so the Commodore has ordered them all aboard and gone on board himself, and not a little dissatisfied. Camp before Louisbourg, May 26th. Commodore Warren has taken the Vigilante, a 64-gun ship from France, coming with ammunition for this garrison. She was manned with 500 men and 500 barrels gunpowder on board. She lost 30 men before she struck, that is, before her colors were surrendered. The command of her is given to Captain Douglas, who before had the Mermaid, and Captain Montague is to have the Mermaid. This has given new life to all our officers and soldiers. Captain Gayton is safely arrived at last, which affords great joy. for we almost despaired of him, being out so long after all the transports had arrived and left under his convoy. Captain Fletcher has had the misfortune to lose 10 men by the Indians, 7 killed and 3 taken prisoners. They went ashore 10 miles above where we lay to get wood, and keeping no guard, were beset by Indians and cut off. Camp before Louisbourg, June 2nd. We have made an attempt upon the island battery and failed. Abbott, a townsman of mine, was wounded in the leg, and I fear he will lose his life. 100 men are missing, and we are in hopes they are taken, as 2 boats laden with men were seen going into the town after the attack, and the French gave 3 hurrahs. Young Gray is dead, and 3 of Captain Grant's men are missing, all of Salem. Our scouts have had an engagement with a number of French and Indians, which we routed, killed 30 and wounded 40. We lost but 6 killed. Among them is the brave Captain Dimmock of Barnstable and 20 wounded, some very dangerously. Our men got under the very walls before the French fired a gun. Louisbourg, June 1745. The governor, aware of our preparations for a general assault, thought it best to capitulate and has just surrendered the city to our arms. Louisbourg, July 25th, 1745. An East India ship worth at least 200,000 pounds sterling came off the harbor and fired a gun for a pilot. The Commodore sent out 2 60-gun ships, which came up with her and took her in 3 hours. We had the pleasure from the walls to see her strike her colors to them. 2 others sent out 3 weeks before her are hourly expected to heave in sight. Colonel Graham goes tomorrow in a sloop as a flag of truce for Canada with about 30 French prisoners. He is the only Englishman that goes in her. I am going on board Captain Lovett to St. Peter's with a number of my soldiers to guard the wood vessels going there. Our affairs will soon be settled, and I shall, to my great joy, return home. These were all letters written by Samuel Kirwan in a book called Journal and Letters, edited by George Atkinson Ward in New York in 1842.